It is the Monday edition of the big program. And because people were bothering Nick all day with, like, doing work, and he was unable to make his usual triple contribution here. But, well, since that time has arrived on a Monday, where we wrap the first hour of sports talk with a peek at the weekend that was and pick out the stellar performers, it's a little segment that, well, I like to call Light 'em Up.
Again, Butter! Steph Curry, his 11th three of the night.
Kobe on a spin.
Yes! What a display!
I can't believe it courtside. Neither could we.
Airs it out down the field. It is caught by Tyree. Oh, my God.
How about another? To center field. Number four. Josh Hamilton.
It's Lillard. He got the shot off.
Thanks, Mike Tirico. I may not have a trio of Light 'em Up nominees to give this week, but I'm always down to thank Mike Tirico for coming in and yelling that out every day, every Monday. It is time for Light 'em Up, where just Steve this week will nominate a trio of nominees from the past week and who lit it up over the weekend. So, Steve, the floor is yours. Please, take it away.
Tommy, lie down on the floor, as I'm going to get selfish here and start with my boy, Yankee basher Aaron Judge. Number 99 is lit.
It's lit! Shout out Javi, Scott, because it's lit!
You know, early last week, I was talking about watching the MLB Network, and there was a graphic showing how much Judge was struggling with his power stroke. He had not hit a homer to true left field all year. If he pulled it, what? It was on the ground in and out. Then last Tuesday, he hit a moonshot into the second deck of the Coliseum off Joaquin Soria. Then the Dodgers series came around this weekend. He caught the hot hand with the lumber. Friday in the opener at Chavez Ravine, he opened the scoring with a shot to center off Ryu, set the stage for a 10-2 romp, provided the only run in that 2-1 loss on Saturday, took that rookie Gonsolin 5-25. Then yesterday in the pregame, he was talking with a family, shaking the hand of an elderly gentleman and told him, "I'll get one for you." And he did. Gave the Yanks the lead for good in the third off of one Clayton Kershaw. All rise. Aaron Judge is lit.
It's lit!
Next up, Hawaii receiver Cedric Boyd II.
It's lit! Shout out Javi! Scott, because it's lit.
The second.
So, Bo coach Nick Rolovich is working to bring Hawaii from the ashes. Did guide them to 8 wins last season, their first winning record since 2010. And they took on Pac-12 foe Arizona to open this year. They were an 11-point dog. And with top receiver from last year, John Ursua, he's now with the Seahawks as a 7th-round draft pick. The door is open for Boyd to fill that role. And he was the second-best pass catcher last year, had 79 catches for almost 1,009 touchdowns. He did not waste a lot of time proving he was up to the task. His final numbers against the U of A, 14 catches, 224 yards,
wow.
4 touchdowns,
wow.
Including the biggie with 5 minutes left to give his team a 10-point lead that they barely hung on to. But Cedric Boyd II, senior wideout, is lit.
It's lit!
Hold on.
Number 2.
There it is.
All right, and last, the folks in Fulton. The Atlanta Braves are lit.
It's lit! Shout out Javi, Scott, because it's lit!
Hottest team in baseball, and despite having been in the playoffs and leading the East, it seems like, for almost all season, I don't know, it seems like they've had kind of an element of sneaking under the radar. They've basically been taking a backseat to the latest story, whether it was the Phillies early with the Harper and Real Muto signings, then the resurgence of the Mets, the great play of the Dodgers, the home runs, some of the outstanding performances. But lo and behold, they are the hottest team in baseball. They've won 8 in a row, and they've needed it because Washington's won 5 in a row as they've kept within 6 of the Bravos for the NL East lead. The first two against the Dodgers, then they swept the Marlins, then finally the hated Mets, taking a couple of 2-1 decisions in there with a 9-5 drubbing. Freddie Freeman, by the way, 35 homers, 105 RBI before September. Ronald Acuna, 36 homers. Josh Donaldson, 32. This team could do a lot. I don't know if I'm in love with their starting, but they're dangerous. And the Atlanta Braves are lit.
It's lit!